Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Nobin Pradhan. Union Home Minister Amit Shah yesterday reviewed the country's preparedness to deal with possible floods and heatwave conditions. Chairing a high-level meeting in New Delhi, Mr. Shah assessed the readiness of central government agencies, reviewed early warning systems, resource deployment and inter-agency coordination to ensure zero loss of life and minimal loss of property. The minister also reviewed the progress of long-term flood mitigation measures being taken across the country, including protection of critical infrastructure projects, river management initiatives and scientific advancements in forecasting. India now ranks third globally in installed renewable energy capacity. A new report by Morgan Stanley says India's renewable energy transition will help reduce external dependence, but its success will depend on how quickly the country localizes critical segments such as solar cells, wafers and polysilicon. According to data from the Ministry of New and Renewable Energy, domestic solar module capacity has nearly doubled from 38 gigawatts in March 2024 to 74 gigawatts in March 2025. Solar cell capacity has also increased from 9 gigawatts to 25 gigawatts. However, the report notes that India still relies heavily on imports for key upstream components. In the financial year 2025, India imported around 35 million solar modules for worth about $1.6 billion, with an estimated 60-80% sourced from China. Overall, non-fossil fuel capacity in India has now crossed 50% of total installed capacity, reaching 262.7 gigawatts. Solar and wind energy account for the bulk of recent additions. India and Trinidad and Tobago have signed 8 agreements in sectors including tourism, healthcare, infrastructure and Ayurveda during External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar's two-day visit to the Caribbean nation. Ministry of External Affairs in a statement said MOUs were signed between the two sides for solarization of Trinidad and Tobago's Ministry of Foreign and CARICOM Affairs building, vector control, infrastructure upgrade of Nelson Island, where the Indian immigrants were stayed initially, and for setting up of an Indian chair on Ayurveda at the University of the West Indies. Dr. Jayashankar, who concluded his two-day visit to the Caribbean nation on Saturday, held talks with Prime Minister Kamala Prasad Bisesar and other senior leaders on expanding bilateral cooperation and reviewed progress on announcements made during Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to Trinidad and Tobago last year. The Embassy of India in Madrid, Spain has said that two Indian nationals aboard a hantavirus-hit cruise ship are safe and asymptomatic. The Dutch-flagged vessel MV Hondius, carrying around 150 people, including two Indians, arrived in Spain on Sunday and anchored off the Canary Islands following the outbreak. According to the embassy, passengers disembarked in line with protocols issued by the World Health Organization and Spanish authorities. The Spanish National Center for Emergency Monitoring and Coordination said the two Indians who were working as crew members have been evacuated to the Netherlands, where they will undergo quarantine under healthy safety protocols. The embassy added that the Indian ambassador is in close contact with Spanish authorities and the affected nationals and is closely monitoring the situation to ensure their safety and well-being. The 19th edition of the Mumbai International Film Festival, MIFF, has announced the opening of delegate registrations for the festival, scheduled to be held from June 15th to 21st, 2026 at the NFDC premises, Pedder Road, Mumbai, Maharashtra. Recognized as one of the South Asia's oldest and most prestigious festivals dedicated to non-feature films, MIFF continues to bring together filmmakers, artists, media professionals and cinema enthusiasts from across the world. Delegate registrations for the upcoming edition of MIFF have commenced through the official festival portal. Interested participants may register online through the official MIFF website, miff.in/en. And in football, India's under-17 women's team will play their crucial quarterfinal match against hosts China in the AFC Under-17 Women's Asia Cup at the Suzhou Sports Center Stadium in Suzhou today. A win will seal India's qualification for the FIFA Under-17 Women's World Cup, marking the country's first ever qualification to a FIFA World Cup on merit in women's football. And with that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we'll be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.